front seven is pretty good. They have a good front seven. Obviously, the two guys outside, 90, 91's pretty dynamic players. So we got to protect and hold them, hold those guys. And I believe that we, you know, I believe we will. I think a lot of it has to do with us by ourselves, though, just handling our business on our end. And I think everything else will work out.
Watching the film of your game last week, what'd you see that you hadn't realized probably what was going on?
That's more of a, like an internal thing, what I think's going on. But, you know, we just got to get better as a whole. And no point fingers at anyone. You know, we're not. You know, we take losses as a team, as an offensive team, and as a whole core group together offensively, defensively, and special teams wise. So I just think we just got to – don't worry about the outside. Don't worry about, you know, what's being said. And I think, you know, we know what the problem is, and we just got to fix it, you know. And I think that's what it is at the end of the day. You just got to handle your own inside work, you know, within yourself. Do your 111th job, and we'll be fine. There's a lot of football left.
In that Eagles game, you had to run around a lot. You got a lot of pressure. Does that affect your play in – second half as you wear down, or is it something where you can run around like that?
Yeah, I don't ever wear down. Okay. Energize. But it's just whatever happens, you know. If that's what it takes to win, you know, I'm a very I run about a mile every day and on a treadmill, so I mean, it adds up as the week goes on. So I could go pretty good right now. I'm young, so you know, hopefully I'm blessed enough to play a while, and then we'll be talking about that later on in the future. But right now I could do that.
Have you found that as the season's gone on and you've put more games on tape, so to speak, for the other team to watch, that teams are approaching you? Do they have certain things they want to do with you now that you can identify, or are they still
Somewhat, but at the end of the day, I mean, like I said, it's all about what we do. If we lose a game, I feel like any team that plays this game, if we lose a game, or if another team loses a game playing against someone else, it had to do with us internally. So I think we lost a game internally, you know, because we didn't handle our business, you know, mistakes and things that we can't make up in that game, you know, especially being down like that. So we got to be pretty sharp, you know. We got to keep on striving to be the best professionals we can, and we know that we want to, you know, our ceiling is high, you know, we know that, but we just got to keep on striving to be the best we can be, and I believe in the guys, and like I said, we got a lot of football left, and you know, anything could happen, and we look forward to nothing but success. So
Coach talked the other day about how thought you need to do a better job trusting your protection and trusting the progressions. Is that something that you're working at? What do you feel about that, and where are you at in that terms?
I thought I did a good job this past week. I know he said I did a better job. That was a big issue last week when I talked to you guys about trusting the O-line, you know. Not to trust them, you know, I trust those guys, but it's different having different guys in. You don't know what's going to be protected. So I thought I did a great job sitting in there this week, actually. So I'm definitely proud of that positive move, the way I look positively in the pocket this past weekend. So very proud that I took a step forward to get back on track doing that.
You said in the past you have plenty of trust in Rashad and Jeremy, but how much more difficult does it get when Darren's not out there, when he can't continue in a game?
It's tough. I mean, we all know, I mean, you guys have been writing about Darren for a long time, and I mean, you guys just know how explosive he is when he hits a hole, you know, and he sees nothing but green, and he's one defender in, and he beats that guy. So it's tough. But, I mean, this past game we saw Rashad make a lot of guys miss and run over some guys. So I think, we're going to definitely miss Darren because he's going to possibly miss the game. I don't know. But, Jennings is – I have a lot of trust in Jennings, and I know he'll get the job done.
You could wind up with Watson as the right tackle this week if McCants can't go. and he only played the one time against Seattle. Then he was out all his time, and then he played like 50 snaps and fared pretty well. What do you think it is about him that enables him to have all these stretches where he doesn't play and then step in and just go?
I think just from talking to him, he loves to protect the quarterback. I mean, he hones in on that, and he accepts that responsibility, and I think he holds the other four guys as well. So I think he's a, you know, just like Wiz and those other guys, you know, they all want to be the best, you know, and protect the guys they need to protect. So I think he has that want, just like everyone else, but he really has that want, you know, and, you know, you like to play with guys like that. Got that gold tooth.
Anything else, guys? Yeah, Pharrell, what's going on in Miami right now with the hazing scandal and the bullying stuff? Who is ultimately responsible for keeping that stuff in check, the coaches or the players in the locker room?
It's funny, you know, you said that, because we were just on the field, and Coach Olson was talking to me, myself, Tyler Wilson, and Matt McGloin about that. And he, you know, he says, you know, we chose – someone get their phone – Maps. He told us, you know, hey, you know, you wanted this job, you know, and it was ingrained in you when you were younger, you know, in high school and college, and as you get to be a professional, you know, a lot of your job becomes more than just going out on the field and playing. So that depends. That's on in house, you know, in the locker room, you know, you need to make sure you have your foot step forward. And I'm not trying to put down or say that the Dolphins quarterback isn't doing that. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, answering your question in terms of I believe that the quarterback is very responsible for in-house locker room things and deals and the quieting situations down. I believe that he's the one that people are going to listen to, and if they respect you enough. And I just think we're professionals, and, you know, I definitely hope we see Martin playing again soon. Watch some film. He's a good player. And, you know, my hat's off to him for standing up and being a man.
So have there been any instances where you've had to come forward and say, hey, you know, that's enough, this isn't acceptable? Or
There's some situations, you know, that, you know, sometimes you have to do that, you know, and it's minor things, but – you know, it's cutting. You want to cut things off. You know, whether you know you could. There's so many situations that could pop up. You know, your teammate has one drink or something like that, and you want to say, "Hey, you know, maybe you should take a cab. Come take a cab with me." Yeah, something small like that. You know, you just get so much respect from your teammate that you stopped and helped him. So it's just little things like that. It matters, and that definitely comes in on a leadership role.
Is it frustrating at all not being able to get Marcel Reese more involved in the offense?
You know, like as you know, I don't call the plays, and he had a great catch this past week, and you know, I know Coach wants to give him the ball, you know, and it's just tough to find the matchups because a lot of guys are starting to play him like a receiver, so it's corner on him and you know a corner on Marcel. Not to say that he can't do it, but I mean it's very tough. You know, their skills are. Jumping passes and things like that, it's tough. You know, Marcel's a great matchup versus a linebacker or safety, and we're not really getting a lot of those looks. So, you know, we got 8 games halfway in. Go make some – you never know. We can go make some plays, and we're definitely – every week we have plays in for him. So, we're just looking for some looks, and you really want to get him the ball, though. He's a great player.
You talked earlier in the conference just about that you guys know what the problem is with the offense and like how to fix it. And you want to keep it internal, but is it something that's easily fixable? Can you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our one that we had an issue. I had an issue, however you want to put it. We had an issue where getting in and out of the huddle, you know, and getting up there before the delay game, you know, before the shot clock gets down, and not rushing and seeing the defense and. I believe we took strides on that from that standpoint. You know, I don't think I haven't heard about it since, you know, for 3 weeks now. So that's a clean that up. So it just makes me think that, you know, hey, if we could clean up something like that, you know, and be together on that issue, you know, we're going to find a way, you know. Our one issue was finishing in a game. And I mean, we start very fast, and we gained a lot of yards this past game. And I'm just very happy to see that. And we just got to take the positive from that and just keep continuing with that and keep on being a very dynamic offense and trying to become, you know, what we want to be. And, you know, like I said, we got a lot of games left. I know a lot of leaders, we got to step up, and it's time to go, you know. It's time to get rolling. But, you know, the last game was the past, looking to the future, and looking to have some success.
You're 45 yards away from running for more yards than any Raiders quarterback has ever rushed for in a season. Is that a record you want to have, or that you would rather not have, or ambivalent?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I know one of the greatest quarterbacks, not one of the greatest, but he's a very good quarterback, Randall Cunningham. I mean, he ran the ball very well, and he threw the ball very well. So, I mean, it all depends on what you got to do. What do you have to do to be a very dynamic piece, you know, that puts fear in a defense, you know? And that's what you want. You want a defense to fear you. It's not to fear somebody that's just sitting in the pocket. I mean, yeah, you'll have fear that when Peyton's coming up, yeah, you're in black hole. All right, we gotta hide some stuff. But now, you know, when you're facing, you know, like a two-headed monster, so you don't want to hold that back. You know, it's a gift that God gave me. You know, and I don't, you know, if it happens to be that, But however it is to get yards and get down the field as fast as possible, I don't mind it. Anything to win.
How was the morale just at practice? Like, everybody, were they confident? I mean, after a loss like that, maybe it's hard to get going, or were you guys just excited to get going?
Like, right there is just a leadership thing that you have to, you know, some guys may come in and be like, kind of sluggish and not really feeling it, you know, and that's just a leadership role that quarterback and guys that really want to be there, you know, you got to come forward and show that energy. And, you know, that's some things that you have to do. You know, a lot of guys are, you know, we're banged up. You know, I'm a little tiny banged up, and I'm, you know, I practiced the whole day today, and, you know, I was running hard, felt very good, you know, it's just setting examples, you know, and positive examples, and getting guys to gather around and believe in. So we definitely believe, and we let this past game slip. So what? You know, let's go get the next one. I mean, that's the most important one right now. So this next one's the most important. So that's how you got to look at it. And I forgot about this past game already.